Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HOOPBALL20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Welcome back. Welcome to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Don't forget to follow the rest of the guys and the rest of the crew and the show notes, et cetera, over at Hoopball Gaming. And none of this would be possible without you or without hoop-ball.com. So make sure you go to hoop-ball.com, get some updated fantasy basketball information. The NBA draft just happened, so we got updated dynasty rankings. Aaron Brewski himself has got his preseason rankings and all the good tools getting going here already. Free content is phenomenal, but don't forget about the loyalty program. Price increase will come August 16th for all the premium stuff. Lock in your forever price before we do that. We got to increase our price. Y'all are just like helping us grow so much. It's not our fault. It's your fault. Don't forget the promo codes. You hear me talk about it in a pre-recorded segment. Specifically, though, my bookie, Hoopball, is going to be your promo code, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. Get on over there. Use that promo code. Bet, win, get paid. Things that you can bet on. All this crazy Olympic action that I've been playing. I took some Chinese women's basketball action last night, +2.5. They ended up winning outright, so that worked out. Today's going to be a rapid-fire MLB show. You can take some of the plays that we talk about in this show and go ahead and use those in any way that you see fit. Today's show, going to go ahead and just get right into it because we got a limited MLB card with a lot of gross matchups. I'll get some stuff off my chest on what I don't want to play first and foremost. Mets, Marlins. Marlins are on my do not bet list. Mets are pretty much there. We got Luxardo making his first start for Miami after being traded. So I'm going to keep an eye on that, see how it happens to play out, but I'm not looking to play it. Philly, Washington, two teams that I just hate going against and betting on. And it's a division. You know, if you ain't noticed, NL East, I'm not very good at handicapping it. There's lefty Suarez on the mound for Philly. And then you got Josiah Gray, who was just traded, on the mound for Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Angels and the Rangers, that game has a total set that could be changed. A lot of in and out as far as who's going to be pitching for these teams. So keep an eye on that one. I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone for now, though. Cleveland and Toronto is a game in action. Cleveland currently up 1-0 on the Blue Jays. I was recording a previous segment on the show that got interrupted by a power outage, which is why this rendition of the show is now coming to you at a later part of the day. It's been a hellacious Monday, I will say, in case you can't hear it in my voice, my happy, cheerful, smiley voice. I was going on a big old nice spiel about under 29.5 on the hits, runs, errors before this game got started, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I didn't get to finish my points or the original show. Cleveland just scored a second run. Look at that. Robbie Ray was the starter for Toronto today, getting roughed up. Baltimore, New York. This is a game I'm looking to tackle. The total's risen up to double digits and even 10, -110 shading on the over, the under. Jorge Lopez, the righty with a 6.19 ERA, Mr. Rey Mysterio himself, Andrew Heaney, the lefty, 5.27 ERA, the Yankees' coveted trade piece that's going to save their pitching rotation. Yep, that's it. Yankees just knocked it out of the park with this one. They just went and got Andrew Heaney, and all their pitching woes are healed. Yeah, so Baltimore, I would not be shocked if they win this game just because I like to talk crap on the Yankees when they do stupid shit in the trade market stuff. Boone is starting to lose all my faith as a manager. He's just like really not that good. Long story short, I got over 9.5 last night and this morning when I was looking at this game. Nothing else really sticks out to me. Maybe looking at a Yankees team total because they did just go get all those crazy bombers. Pittsburgh, Milwaukee got Bud Wilson and Eric Lauer on the mound. Just kind of looking at a first five play here. I'm not going to disclose too much of it because it'll probably end up in the wager pass. But, you know, you can probably be a smart person and make an educated guess on what I'm probably looking at. San Francisco, Arizona, Desclafani on the road. He's an elite road pitcher. Just saying, look at his road splits. Pull those bad boys up on Baseball Savant and give yourself a little tickle in the fancy. Minus 210 favorite, the San Francisco Giants are on the road. Two bets I'm looking at in this game. Taylor Widener on the mound, right-handed pitcher, 4.42 ERA. Diamondbacks are terrible. Look, for some reason, and I don't know why, probably because some guys were questionable, this, that, ruled out, probably going to be in. Last night I got San Francisco minus 160. It swelled all the way to minus 210, so this isn't a play that's going to be anything in the wager pass. It's not a premium thing. It's way too much juice out to try to give people and, you know, whatnot. In talking about it in general setting, though, minus 160 is not a terrible price to pay for San Francisco, especially with Desclafani on the mound being an elite road pitcher like I already alluded to. The totals moved to 9.5. I don't agree with that. I think the under should be something that's in play. But if we look and we look closely, we might be able to find something that makes a little bit more sense. If we go to the MLB game odds and we look at some first five inning stuff, and we'll see what's out there. San Francisco on the spread, the run line in the first five, minus 130. I like that. I'll play that. San Francisco first five. I like Desclafani's strikeouts look. You know, he's significantly better on the road. He's going against a terrible Diamondbacks offense. And he has had a couple rough outings lately because he's gone against some elite hitting and teams. I think he faced the Dodgers twice. So, tough draw. They've got good history against him. I think he can get it done here. I really do. I think he bounces back. Over 5.5 strikeouts, I found to be at odds of plus 125. So, throwing that out there in case you want to look at it. Gloss over some MLB team totals. And then we can kind of just probably roll this show out. Touch on some tally site stuff. I'll look at some Olympic action too before we get out of here. Orioles team totals 3.5. Over for me, Yankees team total over 5.5. Yeah, I think that's good. Sorry, I was writing them down on my card. Literal card. Rays team total 5.5. Chris Flexen on the mound for Seattle. I'm looking at maybe the Rays under. Yeah. Seattle, you know, look, they gained some pieces in the deadline. They made their offense a little bit better, in my opinion. Abraham Toro's really helped them out. They lost some arms, sure, but, you know, Chris Flexen's been pitching really well. Surprise for them this season. And the Rays at home, they don't score as many runs. You know, they're still working new offensive pieces in. So, yeah, look for this Mariners pitching staff to have some success. I think the Mariners are in a good spot tonight in general. Brewers are at 5.5, minus 140. I'm good on that. Giants, 5.5. I could see that happening. Take over 5.5 on the Giants. And I will take under 3.5 for the Diamondbacks. Arizona under 3.5. We said Yankees over 5.5. Baltimore over 3.5. All those team totals I like. Now, with my team total bets, it is going to be half units. I've been playing half units on all my team totals, and it's been working out for me, so we're going to continue that path, if you don't mind. All right, let's check out a couple of Olympics events. I've been watching a lot of this stuff. It's been fun. Been really fun. Germany and Slovenia play tonight, so that means Luka Doncic is getting it going at 9 p.m. here Central. USA and Spain will be playing each other. That's going to be a really, really good game. Really fun and interesting. 179.5 is going to be the total. Would maybe look at USA to be up in the first half. USA first half might be a look here. It's at 7.5. Let's see. Maybe a quarter bet. I want to see just kind of team totals. Wonder. You know, team totals are kind of getting some good looks, in my opinion. So as I look at what these teams allow typically, I think there might be an advantage point. I mean, USA struggled to score the ball. And Spain is not. I mean, they gave up 95 to Slovenia, but you know, look, as Luka Doncic, he's really good. The U.S. has not been doing that great offensively. And if we look, I mean, they scored 119 against the Czech Republic. That, I mean, that's kind of expected. Yeah. All right, so let me throw my phone. First quarter, over 44.5. All right, so don't really have anything on the men's basketball right now. Just wanted to open it up, see what it was saying. Baseball tonight, 6 a.m., be 6 a.m. The DR, Dominican Republic, they're playing Israel. DR is going to route them. Run line, DR -1.5 is at -144. I would be inclined to take under 9.5 because Israel is going to have a hard time scoring runs. Now, how many runs is the DR going to score is that's the question. So, all right, baseball. How about Canada beat U.S., man? That was a pretty big upset. So Canada and Sweden are playing in the gold medal match, and Sweden has looked really good. So I'm just going to back Sweden. They look superb. This is at 11 at night on the 5th. So didn't realize it was that far away. I've been watching a lot of the handball lately. That's some fun stuff. So I'll look at some of those odds. Nothing currently up. Women's basketball, let's look at. Nothing currently up. Men's soccer. So essentially, I really like the Swedish in the soccer coming up on that gold medal match. Be looking at some USA Slovenia stuff later on. Can't really lock anything in right now. A lot of these lines are doing some weird stuff. So let's wait for some things to settle. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this out so we can get it into you in time. Make sure to have a great, positive, resourceful day. Do something kind for someone. I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. May you have a safe day. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.